Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Brandt moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Lump reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to home to get Lump. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hankins bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Houser trying to get to third. Gentile throws to Robinson who tags Houser for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive towards third. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lump bunts towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Triandos and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Posada reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Jay Hankins now playing left field. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Hansen goes all the way around to score. Breeding moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Dave Philly now playing left field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Gentile is hit by the pitch. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.